Hello children, we have already studied about plant hormones in the previous module. In this module, we shall study about animal hormones. There are two modes of control and coordination in human beings, nervous and chemical. We have already studied about the nervous system in module 1. Today we are going to study about the endocrine system. It is also called the hormonal system. It often operates in coordination with nervous system. Endocrine system is a system of ductless glands that pour their secretions directly in the circulatory system. Circulatory system carries the secretions of the endocrine glands to the target organs and control various activities like metabolism, growth, differentiation, etc. Endocrine glands secrete the hormones which are known as chemical messengers. Characteristics of hormones. Hormones are secreted in small amounts by the endocrine glands. The hormones are poured directly into the blood and are carried throughout the body by blood circulatory system. The hormones have their target organs in different parts of the body. The excess or deficiency of hormones has a harmful effect on our body. We shall study about the endocrine glands which are located throughout our body one by one. First is hypothalamus. Hypothalamus is a small but important area in the center of the brain. It plays an important role in hormone production and helps to stimulate many processes in the body. Hypothalamus is responsible for creating or controlling many hormones in the body. Hypothalamus and pituitary gland control many other glands that produce hormones. Hypothalamus secretes the following hormones: corticotropin releasing hormone, which helps regulate metabolism by working with pituitary gland; gonadotropin releasing hormone, which instructs the pituitary gland to release more hormones that keep the sex organs working; prolactin controlling hormone tells the pituitary gland to either start or stop breast milk production in lactating mothers; thyrotropin releasing hormone activates the thyroid, which releases the hormones that regulate metabolism, energy levels, growth, etc. Hypothalamus also directly influences growth hormones. It commands the pituitary gland to either increase or decrease their presence in the body. Next is pituitary gland. It is a small P-shaped gland that plays a major role in regulating vital body functions and general well-being. It is referred to as body's master gland. The pituitary gland can be divided into two different parts, the anterior lobe and the posterior lobe. The anterior lobe of the pituitary is made up of different types of cells that produce and release different types of hormones. The following hormones are released by the anterior pituitary. Growth hormone. Growth hormone stimulates growth in almost all parts of the body. Thyroid stimulating hormone. This hormone activates the thyroid gland to release thyroid hormone. Adrenocorticotropic hormone. This hormone stimulates the adrenal glands to produce hormones. Follicle stimulating hormone. Follicle stimulating hormone is involved with estrogen secretion and growth of egg cells. It is also important for sperm cell production in men. Prolactin hormone. It helps women who are breastfeeding to produce milk. The posterior lobe of the pituitary gland secretes two hormones, which are produced in the hypothalamus and stored in the posterior lobe of the pituitary until they are released. These two hormones are antidiuretic hormone ADH or vasopressin, which help in conservation of water in the body, and oxytocin hormone stimulates the contraction of the uterine muscles during childbirth. Pineal gland. Pineal gland is a small P-shaped gland in the brain. It produces melatonin. Melatonin regulates sleep patterns. Sleep patterns are also called circadian rhythms. Thyroid gland. It is located in the neck. It consists of two lobes which are connected. It roughly resembles the shape of a butterfly. The primary function of the thyroid gland is to secrete two hormones, namely triiodothyronine, in short it is called T3, and thyroxine called T4. Both T3 and T4 hormones play a very important role and affect almost every tissue in the body. Thyroxine is the main hormone secreted by the thyroid gland. It plays vital roles in digestion, heart and muscle functions, and also brain development and maintenance of bones. Parathyroid glands. The parathyroid glands consist of four small glands that are located behind the thyroids in the neck. They influence the calcium levels in the body by producing a hormone called parathyroid hormone. If parathyroid hormones are secreted in excess, then it can have negative effects such as brittle bones and kidney stones. Adrenal glands. Adrenal glands are triangular shaped glands which are located on the kidneys. These glands produce over 150 hormones that regulate different functions of the body. The most well-known hormone is adrenaline, which triggers the fight or flight response. In other words, this is a stress hormone that helps the organisms to either face dangerous situations or to avoid it altogether. It does this by increasing blood sugar levels, increasing the blood supply to the muscles, particularly to the limbs, dilating the pupils, increasing the heart rate, and tightening the jaw muscles. Next is pancreas. The pancreas is exocrine as well as endocrine gland that is located behind the stomach. As exocrine gland, the pancreas release pancreatic juice which help in digestion of food. As endocrine gland, it produces two hormones, insulin and glucagon. Insulin is produced by the beta cells in pancreas. Insulin helps in regulating the blood glucose levels in the body. Lack of insulin causes diabetes. The hormone glucagon is produced by the alpha cells of the pancreas, and it helps the body to prevent the glucose level from dropping too low. Insulin becomes active when the blood glucose levels are high, and glucagon becomes active when blood glucose levels are low. Ovaries. The ovaries form a part of the female reproductive system. There are two ovaries in every female. The ovaries have two main reproductive functions in the body. They produce eggs and two hormones, estrogen and progesterone. Estrogen helps in development of secondary sex characters. It also regulates the menstrual cycle. Progesterone hormone helps in maintenance of pregnancy. Testes. Testes are the main organs of the male reproductive system. Testes lie outside the body cavity in scrotal sac. Testes have two functions. Testes produce sperms and the hormone testosterone. Testosterone is a sex hormone that helps and that plays an important role in males in the development of male reproductive tissues, testes and prostate. It also promotes secondary sexual characters like increasing the mass of muscles and bones, growth of body hair, etc. Thymus gland. It is an irregular shaped gland located in the upper part of the chest between the lungs. It is large during childhood and shrinks as the body grows. It is a part of the lymphatic system along with spleen and tonsils. It also forms a part of the endocrine system. That's all in this module. Thank you.